Although we find Persian drawings before the 16th century, the 16th century is when they really began to come into their own. The technique was to use pen. The line is so fine, and there's no break in a line and a contour. That was the style of that period. Then we move into the later 16th century at a time when there was a lot of political upheaval. At that time, drawings were increasingly popular because they were cheaper to produce and they could be sold to all kinds of patrons. And the artists had been kind of released from service in the court and needed to make their living. So we find more and more drawings being produced for albums in this last quarter of the 16th century. What's fascinating is that the subject matter also is really varied. There are pictures of men on horseback hunting, warriors on horseback, but then there are also pictures of men in the countryside or women in the countryside. There are pictures of dervishes. There are also pictures of working men. And so by the end of the 16th century, there's a really broad repertoire of subject matter. And the technique by that time also had changed. We begin to get the combination of drawing and painting. We also begin to get a different treatment of line. So the contours then are not just single lines that are unbroken, that are of the same width, if you will, the whole stroke of the pen. No, now we get lines that are a variable thickness. And in the hands of the great masters, Sadiki Beg or Rezaya Abbasi, what we see is that they use this line of variable thickness to define form, to suggest movement, to give a certain dynamism. It's a very calligraphic art. I can tell you a bit about the tradition of compiling drawings like these in albums, press play.